WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This week, the public television documentary series POV is airing Girl Talk. POV stands for Point of View, and TV critic David Bianculli says Girl Talk has a distinct one.
I'm Pinky. I'm 14 years old. The people in court are looking for me because I don't go to school. They want to put me in lockup. I run away a lot.
My name's Mars. That's my mother's tacky sense of humor. And I left home when I was 13 because my stepbrother raped me. And I didn't try and find my real father because he was going to have me raped anyway, according to my mother. So I ended up being on the street, living in a lot of different places. And now I live in Boston and I work as a stripper.
My name is Mata. I've had a pretty screwed up life. I've lived in foster homes, group homes, runaway shelters. Basically, I've been on my own since I was 12 years old and since. And I'm getting ready to move into my own apartment to have a new life.
All of these girls are runaways, and all of them have found a common home in Girl Talk. It's a documentary that allows them to express themselves and to come to terms with their past, present, and future. Filmmaker Kate Davis, who made Girl Talk when she was only 26, obviously got these girls total trust and cooperation. These are conversations or confessionals, not interviews. And one of the program's strengths is its willingness to mix the shocking with the superficial. Even the girls' daydreams, though, mean something. As when Pinky, crouched on a fire escape, fantasizes about marriage. Or, more accurately, marriages.
If I was to get married, I'd make sure I get married twice. Because my favorite color is pink. And the first time I get married, I wear white. The second time, I want to wear pink. So I'll get married twice if I get married.
Martha, one of the other girls in Girl Talk, doesn't have much time for fantasy. Her reality is too overwhelming. She's 7 months pregnant when the film begins, and by the time she has the baby and brings him home, she's comfortable enough with the camera to be frank about her life as a single teenaged mother.
Like the other day, last week, I was really upset about something. And I had a lot in my mind, and he was just crying and crying and crying and crying. And whatever I did, it wouldn't stop. He couldn't stop. And I felt so bad because there was nothing I could do, and he was still crying. Just sometimes I feel like I'm not a good mother, and I'm too young.
Finally, there's Mars, who tells stories of being sexually abused as a young girl, and who acts out some of her feelings and hostilities by working at a strip joint. Dressed in a schoolgirl outfit complete with lollipop and tricycle, she dances and strips to a very revealing piece of music.
I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like. I got what boys like. I know what boys like. I know what.
This is the part of Girl Talk that's causing all the controversy because of the nudity and suggestiveness. But hey, this isn't Flashdance, folks. There's no glamour in Girl Talk, not anywhere. Just three girls who tell sad stories but are happy that someone wants to listen. Girl Talk is by no means a complete portrait of these young women. Many aspects of their lives go unmentioned or unchallenged. But on a series called POV, that's totally appropriate. It's a sympathetic documentary, and most likely these girls will get your sympathy.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.